You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, April 10th, 2017, week 200 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Oh, Destiny Pizza.
Oh, no!
I still say Destiny Pizzas so, every so often.
Well, it's weird. Still been Destiny Pizzas longer than pizza.
Yeah. In my heart, it's always been pizza, though.
Yeah, me too.
Like, the only reason it was pizza was because of the URL problem, which I solved.
I think it's the thing, you're like, you just start saying the podcast, and you're like, I've done this so many times, I know how to do it.
Ron Burgundy? It's one of those.
It's like a teleprompter you have up there.
I'm surprised I haven't written that part down on every episode.
Yeah,
like, a script.
You should put it on the top. I don't want to screw this up.
It's like, fuck you. What was it? Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yes.
I'm talking quietly because there's children in the house right now.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, that went well.
Yeah.
And he didn't even react to it.
Why, Ron Burgundy? Why did you do that? So, yeah, 200 weeks.
We made it.
Yeah.
200.
It's crazy.
That was the goal, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's it. Goodbye.
Boom. Drop mic.
No, I don't know. Like, because now that we hit 200, it feels like anything is possible.
Yeah.
If I set myself to it.
That's time and commitment. It's coming up on, what, 4 years in a couple weeks?
Like, next week, right? Yeah,
next week.
Middle of next week will be 4 years of the podcast.
So, man, that's a heck of a time commitment. And
yeah.
That's crazy. That means anything is possible.
Yeah, I know. Like, all it takes.
You can obviously commit to something for 4 years.
Yeah. Take that, every failed relationship. They're like, oh, you don't have time. I was like, I have time.
Exactly.
I just dedicated to a podcast.
Yeah. All these people switching jobs all the time. Well, we've had one podcast.
We've had one podcast longer than... Well, this podcast is longer than your career, right? Than your current job.
Did it start before?
Yeah, because you just...
Yeah,
it must have,
because... Yeah. Yeah, right? No, yeah, because I started in...
You started...
13. No, so it wouldn't be. Wait, it had to be.
No, it's like barely as old as your
January
job.
1st.
2013.
Yeah. So that's when we started the podcast, April 2013, right?
Yeah. So it's like about... Bit, yeah, it's about
a little bit
the same,
like 3 months off.
Wow, that's amazing that we didn't start this while you were like unemployed.
While I had a year of doing nothing. We weren't in the podcast. Injustice didn't come out yet.
That's
there were a lot of things.
Injustice was like the main
thing. And Injustice 2 about to come out? I mean...
Yeah. We need... They should give us a copy.
Exactly.
Be like, dude...
We started with your thing.
We talked about Injustice so much.
We did.
In the beginning. It was crazy.
I don't know how many months did we go on, because we kept going on because they kept doing new characters for a while.
New characters, and they had like that weird part of the game that wasn't fighting.
Yeah. Which, like, that was the craziest part of the game, because I was like...
Like, there was that shooting the spaceship part of the game, and then there was like the cat burgling part of the game.
You actually are a physical cat.
Yeah.
And you have to get under lasers and stuff.
That's weird.
I wonder if that's in the new game, because that's weird. That stuff's weird.
That is a very weird thing to put in.
Yeah, and then some of those were really hard. I couldn't beat some of them.
Which is crazy, because you got way further than I did.
Yeah, because I kept trying, because I wanted to beat that.
You wanted like 100%.
Because the story mode's easy.
Yeah, the story itself is very... I hope they have like... That was my problem with the game, was like they didn't have like 12 different stories.
Yeah,
like
they needed more stories.
Four.
Because it was one storyline, and then you become different characters throughout that storyline.
It would've been cooler. Yeah, that's what it was. It wasn't even four different storylines.
It was only one.
Yeah.
And then you just play through different characters. And the longer part of the game was the mini games where it's like, oh, do it with everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like how in other... Like Tekken or something? You would go... You would have to...
Well,
or
it wasn't different super, story modes.
There
just
weren't
different
story modes.
Like, cutscenes.
You're right. Yeah.
At the end, once you beat it, you found out what they went on and did with their life.
Yeah, but there should actually be separate story. Like, you don't
have
to do...
What's holding them back nowadays? Those discs are huge.
Yeah, you can obviously do it.
Yeah. Especially, what discs don't even matter. Now games require you to install stuff after you put them in.
So they can almost
be
as big as they want.
Yeah. Like Zelda. Which is like... You buy Zelda, and you buy a Nintendo Switch, and your onboard memory is full.
Yeah, it's like the whole game.
It's the whole game. It's gigantic, but it's not, comparatively.
Yeah, but because the Nintendo Switch is Nintendo.
Yeah.
So like, this is the biggest game they've ever done.
Anyways, we're not talking about Nintendo today.
No.
We're talking about superheroes and Star Wars.
Yes.
And then tomorrow, we could talk about Leftovers, and then Wednesday, we talk about WeViewed, Reviewed, and Discussion. And this week, we have a WeViewed, Reviewed of something that's coming out. saw something early.
Really?
Yeah.
That you can actually talk about.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a first, because we've seen stuff early before.
That we weren't allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've seen stuff early, but then it's like, it's the point
it's
where...
it's not the real version.
What do you mean?
When we saw stuff early. Well, when we've seen some stuff early finished, stuff early where we just saw a screening that wasn't
finished.
Yeah, that
wasn't finished.
CGI-wise.
But then also we saw stuff that, like, it was, we technically saw it early, but then by the Wednesday episode, it'd be out already.
Yeah, exactly. That too.
So this time we saw, I saw something. You didn't see
it. I didn't see it, no.
I saw something that is coming out this Friday.
Mm.
I think, or Saturday. I saw the first episode of the new Mystery Science Theater. Jonah Ray.
Nice.
And it has a writer on there who I think you'll be excited to hear about. I think it'll sell you on the idea of watching this weird show that I've never been able to get into.
They're dropping all episodes at once, right?
I assume so.
That's a.
But
Netflix,
I mean, it's also easy
does.
With like Patton Oswalt is in there, Felicia Day is also in there, Jonah Ray is in there.
Yeah, I think because
like
I know the people.
Easier
it's
than
easier.
Like these like old four white people that you've never heard of.
Yeah, it's harder when you don't know the people and you didn't grow up with it.
Yeah,
where you're like, oh, at least I know these guys and they like it, so maybe there's something there.
Yeah,
but you liked it though.
I liked it a lot.
Okay, cool.
I liked it much more than every other thing I've watched. I've tried to watch Riff Tracks. I've tried to watch the old Mystery Science Theaters, and I can't.
Yeah.
And I switch between the different seasons thinking it will be different with each different host, and this is the one that stuck.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. Is comedy more of an era than other things?
Kind of, but then I've been listening to like a lot of comedy lately. I listened to like some George Carlin. I listened to like Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
That stuff's like timeless.
I guess it's certain people. Certain thing, and I guess it's like everything. Certain things are of the time.
Yeah,
certain
you can't really
are timeless.
I don't know.
You can't
I'm sure
really
there's
generalize.
Some Jerry,
there's no way to
there's
generalize.
There's some Jerry Seinfeld jokes that don't make sense nowadays.
Yeah, but Seinfeld still, to me, holds up.
Yeah, the show.
The show.
But it holds up because
like,
it's very 90s. Like
yeah,
a lot of that
but
stuff
like
would
Ghostbusters
be solved without salt.
Still
with cell
holds
phones.
Up, I think.
Yeah.
Comedy wise. So yeah, it's very.
But that, I don't know how much of that is nostalgia.
That's all. That's another factor. It's impossible. You have to go by generations.
Yeah, I need to show my niece an episode of Seinfeld and be like, isn't it funny they have an anti-masturbation contest?
Yeah, but then I feel like nostalgia can, like, jump, kind of. Like, I feel like, doesn't the old Star Wars feel nostalgic even though we're not part of that era?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's nostalgic because we saw it as a child.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Because we also didn't have the new Star Wars.
That's true. I guess
like
as long
my
as
niece and nephew love Force Awakens. They've seen A New Hope, but I don't think they've seen the other two.
And they haven't seen the prequels. Okay.
And then I tried to make them watch Rogue One, and they're like, "No,
they're
like,
that's hard
there's
for
no
kids.
R2-D2.
Yeah.
There's no.
Yeah, that's not really a kid.
Rey.
That's not really a kid. So.
It's like weird. They're like, there's no C-3PO, no R2-D2. I was like, there's Darth Vader. They're like, no.
There's no like in for them. That's why. Like,
yeah.
K2SO is not really, like, he's still mean and, like...
Yeah, but I think he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny, but I think that's...
That's where it ends.
That's, like,
that's
the
where
most
his appeal
adult...
Ends.
That's, like, the
most
adult
Star Wars.
Star Wars there's really been. Because it's, like, a war. It's, like, war and, like...
Yeah. And it's,
the
like,
whole,
a lot of faith stuff.
And his
and...
nostalgia and the whole... It's, like, all... Like, it's four older Star Wars fans, almost.
Yeah.
Kids would, like... The original Star Wars has a lot of R2-D2 and C-3PO in there, and they're like funny and Chewbacca and stuff.
Well, that's why I think my niece and nephew like Force Awakens because of BB-8.
Yeah, so you got that fun part. There's no Rogue One. What's the most fun part about Rogue One? Fun, like
that's hard.
It's that's a hard thing to do because it wasn't really made.
There's no fun in that
fun.
Movie.
It's not really fun. It's just dark.
It's a very dark movie now. I think about
and
it.
You're like, no one really has fun. Like, there's a lot of fun in all the other Star Wars.
The blue milk, that
even,
makes
well, even the prequels, there's not much fun.
Pod racing.
Prequels. I still feel like it's, I mean, yeah, little Anakin has kind of some fun. Jar Jar has a little bit of fun.
And then on the second one, when they're on that island, like, near the, on Naboo. Like, you know, there's that one scene where they have, like, a picnic.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's, like, half of that and half of them going, like, whining about, I hate sand.
Yeah.
It's, like, a half and half in that.
The Clone Wars is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like that scene is fun.
Like Revenge of the Sith.
Where they're in like the gladiator.
The beginning
type
of
thing.
Revenge of the Sith is kind of fun because he's like making jokes.
Yeah.
But then it gets dark really quick.
It gets dark really quick. And the movie like is actually dark.
Like, yeah, it's hard to see. It's actually like
very dark.
They tinted dark because they're on Mustafar.
Yeah,
and it's all dark. Anyways, what were we talking about?
I don't remember. Oh, Mystery Science Theater.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about that on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some news. Oh, and Thursday, America's Sweetheart, which I think is the one of the toughest ones because it has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
Good. Good. Those are the best kinds.
And then, well, it has to do with Friday. The big reveal is on Friday.
Mm, got it.
And then This Week in Movies in the Now and Trailer Talk on Thursday. Then Friday, Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. And throughout the week, we tell you what's new on Netflix if there is anything that day. That's it. Come back tomorrow.
Whoa!
Let's get into some superhero news. Marvel news. Chris Evans thinks Robert Downey Jr. will leave before Chris Evans does.
Hmm.
But there is talk of an Iron Man 4 movie happening. Yes. So.
That's why this is all cryptic. I'm confused.
I think Chris Evans is trying to cement his place and be like, I will be Captain America till I die.
Yeah.
But and I don't agree.
One of those guys has to die in Infinity War, right?
That's what people are speculating that
one of
Robert Downey Jr. does.
Yeah, one of them does. I would think. I mean, Infinity War's got to lead to something.
And also, like, this is assuming that Robert Downey Jr. is tired of money.
Yeah.
Like, makes so much money.
Exactly. I've never seen him a hint of complaining after he got that deal after, I think.
Was it Iron Man 2? Or was
maybe
it Avengers?
After Iron Man. Maybe it was after Avengers. I think it was after Avengers, because then
he got, like, the back-end deal.
Yeah. And then he told everybody, like, oh, my other Avengers have to get paid more. That's
yeah.
what he said, because he got his deal, and
and remember
get their
had, like, the Iron Man that had, like, ruby eyes or something? Had, like, diamond eyes?
Yeah.
And a ruby mouth or something? And he, like, gave it. It was made out of, like, solid gold, and he gave it to everyone that worked on, like, Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
And then he, like, a fan was there, and he gave a fan one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was worth, like, $800, $900.
Yeah.
I think a lot. Or maybe more.
Look, I think as long as until a movie he's in, like, that's the thing. He's not going to be in a movie that's not going to make money.
Yeah.
I feel like as Iron Man.
Because even if he makes a bad one, it's still going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Because those are the Iron Man movies are the most money. And then the ones where he just appears in, like, Civil War and the Avengers.
And Spider-Man, I assume,
if that makes a bunch of money, you're going to be like, come on, you got to get this guy back for Homecoming 2. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Especially with that, that's what they think Spider-Man Homecoming is going to, like, kind of make that, build that relationship where he's still in the movies, but he's not, like, he's not Iron Man.
Yeah, yeah. Which, like, they've kind of tried to do that, and they keep bringing him back as Iron Man.
Yeah.
But he's, like, Iron Man 3, he gave up being Iron Man. Then Age of Ultron, he gave up being Iron Man.
Yeah.
So he kind of does that every time, but they never hold it over to a new movie where he's literally not Iron Man in a movie.
That'd be crazy, though.
But then the only reason that's why I don't think he would die, because they would just, yeah. So I think I agree with you. The comment is,
but
they're both going to
stay
around forever until.
Well, they think he's going to die, or he's going to, like, whatchamacallit, like, oh my God, my brain is, like, fried right now. He's going to sacrifice himself to Thanos.
Yeah.
To prevent that image that he had in his head and Ultron, those nightmares he had from actually happening.
Yeah, could happen.
So.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to ask to, either of those two are going to ask to leave anymore. It'll be a money thing, or it'll just be like, could only be money. That could be the only thing, that they're not going to pay enough, or.
I don't see that happening.
I don't see why they would not keep paying if
they have no reason to say, like, yeah, you're asking for too much money.
Yeah. Until these franchises
are literally printing money at Disney.
Yeah, it really is. Like, when you can get the money from Doctor Strange, just a tangential connection to the movies, then you know, like, oh, when it's the ones people know, those are making even more.
Exactly.
So there's no point, even though somebody has to die in Infinity War. They're not going to not kill people.
Exactly.
It's just,
but then this is a universe where, like, anyone can come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like,
true.
Iron Man nearly died at the end of Avengers.
True. And I got no, people have problems with people coming back. I got no problem with people coming back.
Yeah.
It happens in the comics. Just find a cool way
to do it. It's based on comic books. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Find a cool way to do it and, like, kill them and then make it a surprise they come back or something. I don't know. But, like, I guess the lame thing is kind of like the Nick Fury thing where he comes back in the
same movie.
It's kind of more weighty if you
kill him off for a movie.
I guess I guess I'm describing what happened with Superman. But
yeah.
But
which doesn't work out too well. Well, I mean, I guess it does work out, because that's the movie I want. But yeah, then it pisses me off when they come back.
Yeah.
Or Superman, because I'm not a fan of that character.
Yeah, I guess that's why. It really depends on who's coming back.
If they killed off like an annoying person in the Marvel universe, and then and then they brought him back, I'd be annoyed too.
It's kind of like if they brought Quicksilver back. It's like, but he's fine.
Well, his character's fine.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
I need someone who's like really annoying.
Yeah, they haven't. I'm trying to think of somebody they killed.
Someone that they killed in general.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. That's what I'm saying. People have to die in Infinity War because I feel like they're trying to save everybody
for this
movie. Like
if they brought Thor's mom back.
Yeah.
That would suck because like
you're right. She's like one of the biggest deaths.
But she's not like annoying. It's just because her death was significant.
Yeah, it was significant to that movie and to Thor.
Not saying Nick Fury. Well, Nick Fury's death was significant.
It was, but they brought him back in the movie.
That's what sucks.
So like it's almost like if they brought Coulson back, which he is already back.
He is back, but he's like not. Like he's back, but not.
But they're
like
not going to bring. They're never going to bring him in the movie.
None of the Avengers have ever asked, like, "How's Coulson doing?"
Yeah,
I don't even think they know. They don't care.
I think they would, if you're going to take it that universe is all connected. I think they know. They just it all happens off screen because it's too weird.
They react and stuff.
Like if you're going off the premise that they're all connected, which is still very tangential and weird because
it is, but it isn't.
It is, but it isn't. It's. Because there's still so many weird things that don't make any sense between the ones, but it's just a weird thing that they launched their TV show universe off Shield. It's just a weird thing to do.
Yeah. Spider-Man Homecoming news. We may have seen all the Iron Man scenes. Mm. Apparently there's only like 5 or 6 scenes with Iron Man in them.
People are speculating
but if you watch the trailers, I think that's almost all of them that we've
seen. You're right.
But then there's also a rumor that we might see Pepper Potts.
Yeah, true.
In Spider-Man.
And we haven't seen much Happy. Like, we saw Happy in the little Civil War clip and then the one clip he's walking behind them or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think the movie is... I know it's, like, selling it's a lot of Iron Man, but I think that's just to show it's connected.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the suit part is, but it's more about Spider-Man, I guess. And like him at school, they haven't really shown that.
Yeah,
they actually. So I'm fine with that. I mean, that's still a lot of Iron Man compared to like how much Wonder Woman was in Batman vs Superman.
Yeah,
like there's more Iron Man in this than Wonder Woman in Batman vs Superman. I think. Like, it seems like it.
Well, that's looks based like off the trailer, but
it is based off the trailer.
But if there is indeed only 5 or 6 scenes, I would have to say that there's less.
That's true. You think there'd be more Joker or more Iron Man? Because I think there's more Iron Man than Joker and Suicide Squad.
Oh.
They sold it a lot with that. I think there's more Iron Man and Spider-Man than Joker and Suicide Squad.
Because they don't...
Like, he's more into the plot. The Joker has nothing to do with the plot.
Yeah.
At least Iron Man's in the plot. Like, he takes his suit away.
That was weird. That was a weird choice.
I know. He's not in the plot.
Because, like, the whole lead up to that movie, they were saying it, like...
Because they're like, oh, we didn't tell you the villain. So he's people
gonna,
default like, is assume Joker's
yeah,
part
like
of the
that they're going to have to try to get out Joker or take out Joker.
Exactly. So that's why it was weird.
Like, his only use was to be like, oh, yeah, Harley Quinn's origin was because of the Joker. And he has like this weird thing with the Joker. But it all had to do with the Enchantress, which was a weird choice too, because it focuses on an actress who isn't an actress and it was a model.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to hide the villain, but it's not even a good villain. It's not a good. It's not a thing we're excited about you hiding. It's just like, oh, you hid that. Oh, good job.
It'd be cool if the Joker was using the Enchantress.
Yeah, if he was part of the plot, but he's literally like, I'm gonna get Harley Quinn, and then not really.
Yeah, because like, what's he gonna do? Like, kidnap her?
Yeah,
like she has that bomb in her head.
Yeah, it's just
that would be cool. That'd be a cool scene if he kissed her and then they blew up the bomb.
Yeah,
and then like his face was all disfigured.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah,
that would be cool because then it would explain why he has to wear all that makeup. Because, like, let's say we saw a Joker with no makeup. He had those tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
He kisses her. They blow up her head. It sucks because, like, they're, like, building the franchise off of her.
Yeah.
But they blow up her head.
Yeah.
It disfigures his face, and he has to wear that white makeup on his face.
Yeah.
Or what would be more scary is if they made him wear one of those purge masks
those
really freaky smiley faces.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all white. And he wears those masks because his face,
his face is all screwed up.
And then that's also why he's so happy all the time, is because he's full of these drugs that are antidepressants. What I'm saying is they should have made Suicide Squad a PSA against antidepressants.
Yeah.
I'm a Scientologist now. Episode 200, shocker.
Reveal. It's got to this point. I just got you 200 in. Boom, drop the bomb.
This is Scientology propaganda.
I'm sure that's how all propaganda works. You reveal that it is propaganda.
After 4 years.
Yeah. Now, if you're slowly seeding that, but this is out of left field.
Yeah, because I think I've only been anti-Scientology for 200 episodes. And then on the 200th episode.
My new leaf, new podcast.
Yeah, I was trying to use reverse psychology as a new strategy from L. Ron Hubbard and whatever the guy's name is. David Miscavige.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, so...
That would have been a better science or Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
Or a better origin story for the Joker.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Because then that would also make him angry. So he has the anger of the one thing he loved being taken away from him.
Yeah, he could be a psychotic.
But then he also has the weird happiness from these crazy experimental drugs.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have to figure that would probably happen, right? Like, let's say they made a new antidepressant that was, like, one-time use.
Mm-hmm.
They shoot you with it. Well, like, they, like, inject you with it. And then, like, you're psychotic and you're always happy, but, like, you're having, like, a psychotic meltdown.
Yeah. I can see that.
I mean, that seems plausible to me. I'm saying in real life, that seems plausible enough. If they somehow were like, okay, let's try out this drug.
That's a crazy drug that
like one-time use.
One-time
use,
yeah.
For like, if there's any one-time use drug, I don't trust them.
Yeah, that's...
I'd trust drugs that you have to keep taking because that means it's going to wear off eventually.
Yeah, that's scary, a one-time use. Unless it's like something that...
Like if someone gave you a joint and was like, this is a one-time... You'll smoke this
terrifying.
And you'll be high forever. That is... the thing you fear the most.
Oh yeah, of course.
When you smoke weed, I think is that you'll be high forever.
And just like the kid Dave at the dentist, he was like, is this gonna
be
forever?
Gonna be forever? And you're like, no, I hope not.
I hope not. What if it was? That'd be crazy.
And that's why the Joker is the Joker.
It's a perfect origin. He's just always messed up from these drugs and one time use.
And then they would have to bring Harley Quinn back to life.
Yeah, they could not have.
They would have to be like, oh, it's a decoy or something, or it was a robot or something.
Mm-hmm. And then he would think his mind's going crazy because it's not really her or something.
Yeah, he's like, I saw you die in front. Oh, my God. This is actually, I think that's a solid.
Yeah.
That is a solid restructuring of the universe.
I could see that, yeah. Because you could, it opens up more stories.
Yeah.
I don't think Suicide Squad really opens up more stories.
What they needed to do is they needed to have the Joker doing a lot of cocaine.
Yeah,
I find it hard to believe that he owns a club.
I feel like
and he's not snorting a bunch of cocaine.
Deleted scenes where he's doing cocaine and weird,
just like massive amounts of drugs, like angel dust mixed with cocaine. He's like, you know what I call this? Like Joker smile or something.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of weird stuff in the. They shot a lot more, obviously.
Yeah, because they said Jared
Leto's all pissed. So.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't put half my.
They did all my cocaine. Where
they
was
took
that?
All my cocaine scenes. You haven't seen Lord of War, right?
No.
Because that movie has a crazy cocaine scene with Jared Leto.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's like, I gotta do that again in Joker makeup. And they didn't even put it on the screen.
And then that also fixes one of the biggest problems for me with the Joker is all the stupid tattoos he has on his face.
Yeah, there's no reason. Like, give me like a...
But that would be a scary freaking Joker.
Yeah.
Or then they could introduce that Joker where he staples his face back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The death in the family.
Yeah, where he took someone else's face. Yeah. How crazy would that be?
I know.
If you see Joker cut off someone's face and then staple it over his
disfigured
face.
That's rated R right there.
That you want rated R, Warner Brothers?
That's
call
what
me.
It is right there.
Holy crap, that would be horrifying. Okay, let's get into TV news. Jessica Jones, season 2, started filming.
Ooh. Exciting. So this must be the next one that comes out after Defenders, then.
Yeah, because Punisher. They released.
Oh yeah, Punisher.
Poster.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah, I did see that poster,
dude. I think that's like my
favorite. Oh, so awesome.
That's
yeah,
such
so
a
it's,
badass
yeah, it's
poster.
Defenders, Punisher later this year. Jessica Jones next year sometime, and then Daredevil season 3 sometime, and then we don't know.
Yeah.
Although they said Luke Cage was getting picked up.
Yeah.
But my guess is they like. It's Luke Cage
slash Heroes for Hire.
Yeah, slash Heroes for Hire, where Luke Cage is the main guy, but then Iron Fist. He's like in half the episodes or something, would be my guess. Just a guess.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, they're gonna force him in there. Because they're like.
Because they have to.
Because it's kind of.
I hope Defenders redeems him.
Yeah, me too.
How crazy would that be if they killed him?
It would be crazy.
Or if he just like walks away. He's just like, you know what?
I'll go back to Kun Lun.
Yeah, I'll become the true Iron Fist and
exactly. Well, there's nothing to guard. Yeah, true. It got all destroyed. Yeah.
It's all his fault, too.
Should have cut that out of the end.
They should have cut that out.
And been like, no.
It was hallucinating.
It's actually fine.
He was on that synthetic heroin stuff.
Exactly. Also, Jessica Jones have added a new cast member. Janik McTeer has joined. She's
like an Oscar winner or something.
Oh. She's like, oh yeah, nominee or something.
Maybe. Yeah, she's like a big deal.
Yes, and I think it's a mystery role.
Yeah.
So we don't know who she's playing.
And then Defenders news.
Yes. Did you see that promo? They released a promo.
I did not.
It was like a 10-second, 15-second clip.
I might have actually done.
Okay. They're in an elevator?
Yeah. Okay. I saw that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's been
about.
A long week.
I did not remember that. That was early, and that was like Monday or something. So they showed this clip, and it was all the Defenders.
Like surveillance footage.
Surveillance footage of inside an elevator, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Danny Rand, and Matt Murdock, but Matt Murdock's in a...
In like a black Daredevil costume.
In a black Daredevil, but with a suit on.
Yeah, it's weird.
And at first, I thought that was Iron Fist, because I was like, oh, Iron Fist, they gave him his... And then I was like, no. Which I hope they explain that in this show, because Danny Rand's like more famous than Matt Murdock. Like Danny Rand's like they showed him on the cover of papers and magazines. He's like, oh, Danny Rand, he's back. Like, so he should be hiding his identity more than Matt Murdock, but who knows? So I hope they explain that. It's really weird to me.
Yeah, like it's weird because like Luke Cage is now getting really famous because he's like,
yeah, I'm fine with that because they all know he's Luke Cage and he's strong and
yeah,
whatever. Like he's. But like Danny Rand, no one knows he's the Iron Fist. Like no one knows.
That is pretty shocking.
So like you think he would hide that? Jessica Jones, she doesn't care if people know.
Yeah.
It's just like if you see Danny Rand, if you see like Elon Musk walking around with like Luke Cage and like you know Luke Cage is a superhero and you're like, what are you doing with him? What's going on? This is weird. You think people would be questioning?
You know the devil of Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. So.
Well, we assume it's him.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, well, like, you must...
How many suits do you think Daredevil has?
Like Matt Murdock?
Yeah.
Like Matt Daredevil or Matt...
No, like Matt Murdock. Like, how many...
Like suits, lawyer suits. Oh. I don't know, because he doesn't have much money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's allowed to call these pro bono work.
But he is rich because he has, like, that Hell's Kitchen apartment.
Yeah. So, I don't know how he's getting money.
We have to assume that Danny Rand is financing all of this now, right?
Yeah, it's got to be, like, the Iron Man thing.
Yeah,
where Iron Man pays for everything. I assume that's how Steve Rogers gets by, is because.
Well, Shield. Oh yeah.
No, when Shield went down, he's like, "Iron Man, you gonna help me out?"
Yeah,
like he's got to be bankrolling the Avengers
because he's bankrolling. What's his name for sure? The Hulk.
Yeah, Bruce Banner.
Yeah, because he has like a lab in Avengers Tower.
Exactly. So he's got to be paying, but he's paying him to actually do work. I think only.
Like under Stark Industries?
Yeah.
Probably. No way.
You don't think he's paying him under Stark Industries?
I think he's paying him out of Stark Industries, but he's like, do whatever you want. It's like one of those Batman
films. Probably. Like, it's like a freelance thing, but like...
Yeah. It's like you're on the payroll.
Yeah.
I don't even think he needs to be put on the payroll. It's just we'll cover all your expenses.
That's what it is. I don't think he's getting paid. I think he's just, you can live here. Here's food, like you can have food.
Yeah, like whatever you need.
Personal chef or whatever.
Put it on the company card.
Yeah.
It's probably tied into Tony Stark's account. Like, let's be real.
Exactly. Just here's your own card, do whatever you want.
Yeah. Could you imagine if a billionaire did that to you?
That'd be insane.
Like, here's just like, you're connected on my credit card now, just buy whatever you... Because it's like, what can you possibly buy that like, he would be like, oh no, my money is... I'm losing money. Like,
I know. He's only gotten more rich, even though you think when he stopped making weapons.
He stops making weapons. He has like a giant disaster with the Ultron robots.
Yeah, you think like he would get bad publicity. I don't think people know he did Ultron. Because wouldn't like a lot more people would be against him, I think.
Well, not Ultron, but he did like those Iron Man like drone
things. Oh yeah, those drone things that help people.
That are helping people around the world.
Yeah. They all hate him.
Yeah. That's what they should do in the next movie, is they should do like a WikiLeaks type deal where someone leaks out all this information that like Tony Stark is connected with like Ultron.
And that he's like, I don't think people even know his weapons were going all over, like Obadiah Stane, that whole thing where he was selling weapons. Stark Industries was selling weapons to like terrorists.
Yeah.
Like I don't think that ever leaked to the world.
No, that did. That had to have leaked in the first episode. That's why he said, he's like, I saw my name on the crate.
I think only he found out, though. I think
he said it in that press conference, though. The one where he's eating the hamburger.
Oh, yeah. He did say that. But he didn't know. He didn't say directly. Like, they were selling him to direct. Because he said, oh, I saw my weapons.
Yeah.
But he thought people, they were either stolen or. I don't think he thought.
That they were, like, provided.
That Obadiah Stane was literally giving
yeah.
them, like, all their weapons.
Yeah, but that's a solid problem. See, the thing is, I think with Stark Industries, they could easily just clean up any situation by being like, here's aid. Like,
yeah.
After Ultron, you think they just
that's
went
true.
Into,
he
like,
should have brought up a bunch of goodwill because of
that's
all
what
this,
he probably
all
does.
All the,
but I think that's
the
what
foundation.
Pepper Potts' job is doing. And
yeah,
then he, like, gave
right.
all his college things.
You're right.
He, like, funded all their projects.
Yeah. So I think he's
so
just,
he's
got all
enough
that
goodwill.
He has
so much goodwill. Like,
yeah.
If Elon Musk, like, killed a bunch of Eastern Europeans, who would give a shit? Honestly, like, he's giving people like
yeah
a free internet, and he's like, oh yeah, here's I'm giving a mesh electric network in Africa and stuff like that. People are like, oh, okay,
that's true.
He's like, I'm making space travel like a legitimate thing. I'm investing my own money into space travel.
Trying to defend us
from the government won't even provide.
Trying to defend us from aliens, guys. Remember when aliens came in?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's in that world, like in a world where aliens invade your planet.
Yeah.
You can get away with a lot more when you personally were responsible for that. Like,
yeah,
we have to be very dangerous with the person who cures cancer because that person will be able to literally get away with murder.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, you're mad that I killed one person? Yeah. I saved how many lives this year?
Yeah. You're like, you've so far outweighed.
Yeah. Like, if Bill Cosby is getting away with rape, just imagine what the person who cures cancer is going to get away with.
Start looking in the closet of the person who kills cancer. He must have done something like, terrible.
Think about it. One guy ate a bunch of sandwiches mm-hmm. and molested kids for such a long time until he got caught.
Yeah.
Guy who cures cancer. All I'm saying is, let's keep an eye on him.
Yeah. Suspicious.
Yeah. Back to news.
Yeah, so the Defenders, what I was trying to get at. Well, they're in that elevator, and then Jessica Jones, she punches out the camera, and it stops exactly on, like, 08, 18, 2017 or something. Yeah, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So it's August 8, like, August 18th.
There's also an IP address term. That if you went to that, it mm-hmm. was a link,
mm-hmm.
and it had, like, a bunch of text, and it said something about Defenders are coming or something like that.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so August 18th, it's going to come to Netflix.
Nice.
So right in between Homecoming and, I guess, Thor.
Yeah.
In between those two things. Yeah. Daredevil news. Charlie Cox, he says season 3 is going to start filming this year.
Nice.
So we're getting that Daredevil season 3.
That's like, so crazy. Like, what could they possibly do?
I know. I feel like they were running out of stuff in 2. Like, I guess they... Wait, is it like...
Well, no, because 2 had Punisher.
Oh, yeah. But, like, half of it was Punisher. The half was the hand, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're...
Because Stick is coming back in Defenders.
Yeah. And I don't know if Electro...
Do you think Defenders is going to be, like, a short season? Like, a 13-episode season?
No. They said, like, 7.
What?
7 or 8. Yeah. It's less.
That's crazy. You think there's, like, so many people in it, they'd do, like, a long season.
Yeah, no.
Like, 20-something episodes.
I wonder if they'll do more crossover because of the... After the Defenders.
They have to.
You think they'd have a couple cameos here and there.
Yeah. Because they've been doing it with, like, Hogarth and stuff.
Yeah, you think they do it with, like, the guys and, like, oh, just an episode or something.
You think Kingpin makes an appearance in any other episode? Any other show, I mean?
Oh, it'd be cool if he did. Like, I like when they... Mixing up villains is kind of cool.
I want to see... Well, people are saying, like, they want to see Kingpin Homecoming... Or Spider-Man 2.
That would be awesome. That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Until you give me a hit, like... Something where the TV and movies...
Well, it's like Perlmutter. That's the reason.
Yeah.
That bastard. Trump-supporting bastard.
But I think it's also the studios. They don't want to... I guess it's the both, because they don't want to get involved with him
yeah.
either.
He's a real Marvel... That's the real Marvel villain.
It is. Yeah. Just okay. like, I think, like... That's what they're calling Fox for the longest time. Like, the biggest Marvel villain is Fox. Because they have all the X-Men.
Yeah.
But now they're turning a corner, getting a lot of goodwill. Deadpool and Logan.
Yeah, but you think Marvel would probably do it better?
They do it different. I don't think they'd do it. They wouldn't do it better, no.
Not better, but I think they would do it in a different way, a different enough way that people would like it.
Oh yeah, I can see them coexisting and doing them at like I wish they somehow could
had
do that,
an agreement
where they could like. I think I wonder
kind of like
I
the Miramax if, thing where Disney had Miramax in the 90s
yeah.
for R-rated movies.
Yeah, like I wonder if we'll get to the point where there are two Batman at one time.
Like if they did like a Marvel Unlimited, like studio.
Yeah.
Or not Mar? Was it? No, it was called Max. I think M-A-X. Where it was like, that was like their R-rated stuff. Not R-rated. It was their adult comics where like all the Punisher and stuff was like
Alias and stuff for Jessica Jones.
Is all the violent stuff was like on that comic line.
Yeah.
Like what they should do.
Yeah. Like that's almost what Fox should be. Like exclusively. Almost.
Yeah.
But the. Oh, we didn't put this up there, but the.
Oh, Guardians got a rating. PG-13.
Okay. Surprise. But the other one is the Fox X-Men related. New Mutants went into pre-production, which is the new movie. They're making
with like Arya Stark, Macy Williams,
So, I guess that's their next one. Actually, probably Deadpool will come out before that.
You think so?
I don't know.
We don't even know who Cable's gonna be.
You're right. So probably that movie then, Deadpool.
Because we have some casting, I think. For
but then again, I don't know how big budget this New Mutants is.
I think it's gonna be pretty high budget after Logan.
Yeah, but I assume this movie will be like a PG-13. Want to go back to their Apocalypse, Days of Future Past, whatever.
How did Apocalypse do? Didn't flop.
I don't think it flopped. I don't think it did well.
It's no Ghost in the Shell. Boom.
Yeah.
That movie's never going to make its money back.
No, I don't think so.
And now they're blaming it on the whitewashing controversy. Paramount.
What do they mean?
Like they're blaming that they had low numbers because it was a whitewashed role, like the Scarlett Johansson thing.
And then what's Doctor Strange's,
what's
that?
Yeah. Well, there's difference between like a secondary character and a main character. Well, not just main character, the whole cast almost of Ghost in the Shell being white when it takes place in Japan.
Yeah.
And then spoiler alerts, at the end they find out that she's Japanese.
Oh. Well,
isn't that crazy? That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
To leave that in the movie. They're like, oh yes, sorry. Like you thought you were an assassin, but in your last life you were a Japanese model.
Oh. I feel like if a movie, I think a movie being good enough will, I don't know. I guess it's on a level. It has to be
like American
so
History
good.
X probably made a lot of money, and that movie was very racist.
Yeah. I guess it's just, I'm sure it hurt, but like, I don't think it made a difference. I mean, I don't
That's
know.
What we need. We need the person who cures, we need Rachel Donaze, or whatever her name is, to cure cancer. That's how she can get a pass.
Yeah, she wrote some book or something.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did you hear about, like, I forgot who. Someone on CNN, or what was it, MSNBC?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Chris Hayes. Chris Matthews? Is that the guy who did Crossfire?
I think so. It's that one dude.
White guy?
Yeah, he's like the only guy I know from
MSNBC.
And then
Chris Hayes and then Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, those three, yeah.
So he read the book and he interviewed her and he's like, in your book, you said that your whole, like when you were a kid, you drew, they said like draw yourself and you drew a black girl. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, it kind of felt like Caitlyn Jenner. And I'm like, dude, she's releasing this book after a long controversy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take that for a fact.
Yeah. Yeah. She's been lying this whole time. Like, what's going to prevent her from lying?
If she started lying at 18, and then she releases a book at 30 about her whole life, wouldn't she just, like, change history a little bit and be like, yeah, I've always been like this?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just
crazy. I bet if you talk to her parents, they'll tell a very different story.
Yeah. Well, no, probably not anymore. I think, depending on her parents.
I don't know. They were telling a very different story from what she was
saying
when they first contacted them after.
I was saying, like, depending on how good of parents they are.
True.
Because some parents would fucking lie for their kids, like, till the end of the world.
But it didn't sound like that.
No, when the whole thing happened, they're like, she's crazy.
Yeah.
She's a crazy person.
Yeah. New Warriors news. It's been ordered straight to series, and apparently there was like a bidding war of where it would go, and it's going to Freeform.
And this is a cartoon,
no,
led by Squirrel Girl.
This is not a cartoon. It's live action.
Is this the Squirrel Girl one?
Yes.
Oh, I thought. Oh, like the pictures I saw were a cartoon.
You saw a cartoon. Else? That's in the comics, but that's just to show you.
Book.
That's just to show you
Squirrel Girl.
Who Squirrel Girl is.
Oh, because I was like,
no, this is weird. I think it's a comedy. I think, but it's like in the MCU, I assume. And this is also where Cloak and Dagger is going to Freeform, also. But I think this is a comedy. But yeah, Squirrel Girl is on the team.
Okay.
I think they were just trying to show his girl, and they're like, there's never been a live action version.
I was like, that's weird that there's a comic book or a cartoon, like MCU.
Comic book. Like, that would be weird.
Yeah.
But no, it's a live action, but it's or straight to series, so they're not even doing a pilot or anything. Just can make them.
And this one,
they don't have any cat. They don't have any anything. But I was surprised that there were a bunch of networks bidding. Like, I assume like they're only like could go to like ABC properties because it's Disney.
But I think Freeform, isn't it?
It's owned
by ABC.
Yeah. But like, I don't know who it said it was bidding. I'm gonna try to find that.
Hulu, probably.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm guessing it was like Hulu. I can't imagine it's like other networks.
I wonder if it runs like autonomously from the rest of it. I can't imagine it does.
I mean, it's just weird to be making it. It's going to be a comedy. I don't. Yeah, they're 30 minutes long.
I don't see anything about bidding.
Yeah, I thought I saw that, but maybe I... Let's see. Try one more place. I think I was on Slash Film that I read.
You can't be trusting Slash Film nowadays.
You're right, though. They just put whatever.
Oh, yeah, it does say it on here.
Who are they bidding against?
It doesn't say that, but it says... The Hollywood Reporter reveals that Freeform won.
Okay, yeah, compared to other networks. Just doesn't...
In a competitive situation with other cable and streaming outlets bidding, the younger skewing Disney-owned cable network has handed out a straight-to-series order for New Warriors.
Yeah, so my only guess is it was bidding between Hulu...
Netflix.
And Freeform. I doubt ABC would get... Like, ABC wouldn't compete with Freeform.
No. So in reality, it's probably ABC, Hulu, and Netflix.
Yeah.
And by...
And it doesn't even sound like that, a Netflix thing.
It sounds like it was ABC, like Hulu only being competitive with ABC because
ABC owns part of...
is like a third of Hulu.
Yeah. So it's all ABC kind of... Because it's going to be produced by ABC Studios, whatever, because that's even the Netflix produced by...
It's produced by ABC Studios.
So it's going to... They're involved no matter what. It's just where it goes, I guess. So that's weird.
And Star Wars Episode 9 news, Carrie Fisher will appear per Billy Lord and Todd Fisher, who is Carrie Fisher's brother, and Billy Lord being Carrie Fisher's daughter. Only footage from Episode 8 will be used, no CGI. Because they said Lucasfilm said that they weren't going to put her in.
Yeah.
Due to respect for the family, and then the family was like, no, we're like... Of course, you can put her in. Like, what are you going to do? Like, not leave her out? She's a part of the...
Yeah, she's a big part of the story, considering the...
Her role.
The bad guy is her son, so...
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal. Got to close that loop somehow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder how much extra footage they have now.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, how it's going to tie in and look.
So... Yeah. on Netflix today, Documentary Now, Season 2, which is like the spoof of Vice for IFC. Mm. With, what's his name? Is the dude from Portlandia.
Is it real? Oh, it's like a joke.
Okay. It's like a spoof. It's, yeah, it's like a mockumentary show.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow. We're going to be talking about a remake, a sequel, adaptation, a sequel, and a franchise. And then we're going to be talking about some other stuff. And then that's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.